with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a brief security scare today on day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The U.S. Secret Service and Chicago police say they found no credible dangers after checking into bomb threats made on Tuesday. Officials say the threats were targeted at what they called a number of locations in downtown Chicago. That's where the Democratic National Convention is taking place this week. Law enforcement cleared the affected areas and are continuing to assess any reported threats. Bob Agnew at the DNC in Chicago.
The top of the GOP ticket spent time in a couple of important swing states on day two of the Democratic National Convention.
Speaking in Hell, Michigan, former President Donald Trump says crime will be out of control under a Harris administration.
If she's allowed to be the president of the United States, you'll see levels of crime that you've never seen before.
To Wisconsin and VP candidate J.D. Vance, he brought up crime when he was asked about the Democratic Convention.
The contrast between the public safety policies of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is really striking. And it's almost a joke to me that they held it in Chicago, which has become the murder capital of the United States of America.
Vance called for tougher prosecutors and pledged to end what he called frivolous lawsuits against police. I'm Shelley Adler.
Utah's Republican leaders launched a legal challenge aimed at wresting control from the U.S. government over much of the federal lands that dominate the state. Utah's attorney general said Tuesday he has asked to file a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court, asserting state power over Federal Bureau of Land Management property. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the Nasdaq dropped 59, the S&P lower by 11. This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered nine options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious organizations are taking Tim Walz to task for the restrictions he placed on them during the pandemic. Kamala Harris's vice president running mate is governor of Minnesota, and he shut down the state in 2020, including houses of worship. The Catholic League points out Walz issued an executive order limiting churches to 10 persons per service, but he allowed up to 50 persons to go to malls. This is SRN News. Wall Street's upward climb ended today as all three indexes fell.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, breaking an eight-day winning streak. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Tuesday. The index is about 1% below the all-time high it set last month. The Dow fell 61 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Drops for Nvidia and Boeing weighed on the market. The parent company of Hawaiian Airlines jumped more than 11% after clearing a regulatory hurdle in its combination with Alaska Airlines. Treasury yields ease in the bond market ahead of a speech by Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Alaska Air is one step closer to acquiring Hawaiian Airlines after the U.S. Department of Justice chose not to challenge the $1.9 billion deal that the carriers say will create a company better able to serve travelers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.